Lipitor tore up my tendon, that was no damn good. So now I'm taking Crestor, cause the doctor said I should. I cut back on the Avodart, it's every other night. Lorazepam for those occasions when I'm wound too tight. Sure, Lexapro has cheered me up so much so I don't cry. Or get it up so I might give some Wellbutrin a try. Girl, I swore off Cialis, I'm no longer in the mood. 4 hours at attention, man, that could kill a dude. They say Ambien's okay, long as you don't drive in your sleep. If you operate machinery, pray the Lord your soul to keep. Be aware that Vesicare can cut down on the trips you make to tinkle in the night for subsequent drips. Eardrops, eye drops, nose drops, cause dried up's the shape I'm in. It's like I need an oil can, I'm like that man of tin. Ice packs and heat patches for my aching knees and back, and that little baby aspirin to ward off my heart attack. And I went down to Chinatown, the herbalist was there. I got some tea that tasted like a trucker's underwear. Those acupuncture needles, nah, they don't hurt a bit. In point of fact, those acupuncture needles don't do shit. I should buy a Thai massage or get a few good hugs. Instead, I head to the drugstore and cop my load of drugs. When I was a little kid, I never popped no pills. Just a Band-Aid and Mercurochrome could cure most of my ills. Clonopin's a controlled substance, so I bum them from my wife. If the side effects don't kill me, all my meds might save my life. Yeah, I quit drinking, smoking red meat, dairy, and caffeine. I'm not quite high on life, just slightly dead, know what I mean. I even asked the doctor, Doc, how long can this go on? He said, son, you're out to pasture, your next stop is Forest Lawn. You'll need something stronger than your Advil and a leaf if you wanna eat and sleep.